In my view, in order to remain positive about the project and also to remain positive about future public procurement exercises of this type, we have to have an inquiry to learn the lessons from what's happened in the trams, and also to the public confidence in government spending also has to be restored. The only way you'll do that is to give Edinburgh people a voice through a public inquiry.
There are probably lots of answers to this question, but even, you know, 6 years after construction began, can we still not put our finger on exactly what went wrong?
I could give you a whole range of theories as to what's gone wrong. I've spoken to civil engineers, I've spoken to property lawyers, I've spoken to contract experts. I've even spoken to people in the public sector procurement field who all have their own individual theories. It was only recently that the council announced that it was considering taking legal action against the former solicitors that were employed to draft the contracts. I mean, how much is that going to cost, for example? I think the best way of handling this is, to be honest, is to go ahead with the public inquiry, be open, be transparent, and let people ask those questions that they've been wanting to ask for the past 3 years.
The decision to hold a public inquiry, I believe, rests with the Scottish Government. And Alex Salmond has indicated that once the trams are operating, there should be a public inquiry. So it looks like, you know, your wish will be granted.
Well, I would certainly hope so, but he said that it would be an excellent thing to do in 2011, in June 2011. We're now sitting in almost June 2014, and there's still been no commitment made for a public inquiry to be ordered. The trams launch tomorrow, they're in public service. The Transport Minister confirmed as well in writing at that time that the Scottish Government was committed to a public inquiry as soon as the circumstances permitted. The circumstances do permit. Long enough have we waited for this. We want answers now. Come on, let's just bite the bullet, Alex Salmond. The petition's online. I've already got 130 signatures, and that's only in the space of a day and a half. In a couple of months' time, I'll be near several thousand people will have signed it. So it's time for a public inquiry into the trams in Edinburgh. You can visit the petition on www.tramsinquiry.org.uk.
Why do you personally feel so passionate about this? Because everyone moans about the trams in Edinburgh, but we've not all started an online petition.
My own passion comes from the fact that, one, that there's a real economic loss felt in the city, particularly if you live in Leith, and speaking to some of the residents and the business people there. And in addition to that, at the same time while we were spending all this money on the tram, the council and the Scottish Government continued to cut back essential core public services. Services that I access, that you may access, and in particular the most vulnerable groups in society access, have all been cut back over the past 6 years on the basis that there isn't enough money to pay for them. So if there's not enough money to pay for essential core public services, then how can blank cheques all of a sudden be written to underwrite the trams project? And we didn't even get the three lines as promised.